America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Caliendo comes in. He's eligible. Here is Hunt for the touchdown. Kansas City remains unbeaten.
Chiefs 30-24 winners in overtime last night. They're 8-0.
8-0. Travis Kelce's heating up a little bit, too. I said he was washed. He looks less washed.
He needed 8 billion injuries in front of him and around him.
Yep.
But he no longer looks washed.
No, he had 14 catches, 100 yards, I think.
I would agree with that. Yeah. You see Matt Stafford and his wife went as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce for Halloween.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
I like that.
Not a bad little Halloween costume.
Nope.
Wiggy would. It's a Wiggy-approved Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know who they are.
That's something. You are someone
exactly.
Or something.
It's a good point. They showed that on the broadcast. They showed Taylor once or twice.
They sure did.
On the broadcast last night. So the Chiefs are 8-0, Keith. About halfway there. Quite halfway there.
Almost.
But they're about halfway to 17-0. Don't pretend like you don't care, Patriots fans. And don't pretend like you're not starting to pay attention to it. Just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Remaining on the Chiefs schedule, Denver, at Buffalo.
That's the one.
At Carolina.
That's not the one.
Vegas, Chargers, at Cleveland. Home against Houston on December 21st.
Yeah.
At Pittsburgh, at Denver. That's all that's left between the Chiefs and 17-0. And what's scary about them, Keith? They look like they're getting better.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the first eight games they've really been at their best. They've had a comedy of injuries to the wide receiver. Even starting back in camp, they're just losing receivers left and right. But they add Hopkins, and then when Pacheco went down, they had three different running backs that they weren't sure who they're going to go with. But it's really been pretty firmly Kareem Hunt.
Like, Kareem Hunt has been awesome.
He's like, he never
awesome.
Left.
And like, they're going to get Pacheco back.
Right. And so I think they do run the table. I think it's going to come down to the Buffalo game at Buffalo in 2 weeks. So if they get to 10-0, then I think they're running the table. I think they're going to do it. Like, why not? I mean, it'd be an upset if anybody beats them. I know upsets happen all the time. And I know nobody's gone undefeated or since the Dolphins in 72. But I think they do it. I think they do it because they've gotten through this far, and Mahomes really hasn't even played great.
No, so this is what I was going to say. Yeah. So you need a Mahomes injury like you almost got last night.
That's right.
Where he just flips that ball to Samaje Perine, which is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Just flips that ball to him in the end zone, and, you know, it's non-contact. He, like, tweaks his ankle, and you're like, oh, well, he's done.
Yep.
He's got his arms around people being walked off the
field.
Weekend
at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's style, exactly. Yep. And then he's fine. He was lethal on third downs last night.
He's had a bunch of those in his career where he's like, remember that one where they thought he got hurt like on the QB sneak and it was like...
He was back like 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was like out for the year.
They're
he dislocated his kneecap.
Yeah, correct.
Yes, that's what it was.
Well,
kneecap.
They said this on the broadcast 50 million times last night, but they don't QB sneak anymore since that play.
Yeah, probably smart.
And they also said 50 million times on the broadcast, but it was true. He was lethal on third down last night. So Mahomes, who had been throwing more interceptions than touchdowns, you knew that would turn.
Mm-hmm.
291, three touchdowns, no picks, although he could have had a couple at the end of regulation last night that would have blown him the game.
Oh, sure.
And 117 quarterback rating. They're 8-0. He has DeAndre Hopkins. It feels like they're figuring things out on offense. Their defense has been good all along. And the schedule really isn't that daunting. Let me read it to you again. Denver at Buffalo.
That's a huge game at Buffalo. Week 11.
Those could be a couple of top-tier teams when we do Tier Tuesday coming up.
Ooh, fine.
About 15 minutes from now. Carolina, Vegas, the Chargers. Good team.
Yep.
But I don't
expect
that one.
They already beat at LA, so that's a
exactly.
Home game.
At Cleveland, home against Houston, that's another tough game, although Houston feels like they're going the wrong way.
Maybe.
At Pittsburgh, good defense. and then at Denver.
So what might actually get them is they have, obviously, this is like the Tom Brady Patriots treatment. So they have all these different primetime games and weird games. So do you know that in the coming month, they play on Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, as well as Sundays. But like they play Christmas Day after playing on the previous Saturday. They have that random, is that the Black Friday game they're playing?
Yeah.
So like their schedule is so ridiculous that like maybe they do trip up. Like the smart money would be no, they don't go undefeated. Just because teams don't do it. And, you know, there's going to be some weird game in there. They just went to overtime with the Bucks and all of that. But I think they do. And I know I sure as hell am rooting against it. I mean, as a Patriots fan.
Like, okay, so how hard were you rooting against it last night? Were you into it rooting against them last night?
Well, I was rooting for Kareem Hunt and my fantasy team, so I was rooting more for that. It's week eight. I'm not losing my mind if they lose. But I'm saying as it goes, I will root against
this
it.
This is what I think, too.
Nah, whatever.
It's too early to be, like, fully rooting against
it? I'm not Mercury Morris sitting there with the champagne being like, come on, you son of a bitch.
Didn't Pittsburgh go like 13-0 a few years ago, and then they just fell off a cliff at the end of the year and lost like early in the playoffs?
That sounds right.
I think they started 13-0 one year.
Yeah.
And you're like, you knew they weren't going to. Team's blows.
No.
Like, you knew that team wasn't going to go undefeated.
But and even if they did, you're like, all right, good for you. But like Kansas City specifically is you're talking about two things that the Patriots dynasty didn't accomplish. As great as it was, as unmatched to this point as it has been, they didn't have the undefeated season, and they didn't win three in a row. And Mahomes could do both this year. Like, those are the two things
it's like what you're grasping to.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like, all right, not only are we going to all root against him if and when they get to the Super Bowl again, but obviously you don't want them to have the 07 season cap it off in the Super Bowl, which would be two things that Brady never did.
Couple of texts, 37937. We got this one a couple of times. Feels like the 2019 Patriots have started 8-0.
So they actually, I thought last year were like that team, where last year's Chiefs team, you're like, yeah, they're good, and they're kind of getting by because they have a good quarterback and coach, and then they win it, and they run the table at the end and they win it, and you're like, whoa. And that felt like the I'm sorry, I was thinking more of the 2018 Patriots.
Yeah. 2019 Brady's final year.
But even the 2018 Patriots was probably in regular season the worst of the Patriots Super Bowl winning teams, right? And then but they figured out they had like games they lost late in the year, which they never would do, and you're like, I don't know about this team, and then they won the whole thing. That was like the Chiefs. I think this Chiefs team is better than the 19 Patriots.
Me too. And it feels like they're getting better. The Patriots were similar to what the Chiefs are doing. Like, the Chiefs are lucky to be 8-0. I acknowledge that. But they're already 8-0, and it feels like they're figuring things out on offense, which has been their problem.
They're getting better.
The Patriots were not getting better.
The Patriots
were going the other way. In 2019.
The next nine games are also easier than the first eight games. Like, they already beat Baltimore, Cincinnati, Atlanta, San Francisco, and even Tampa, I think, is a decent team. So, like, they've already beaten some good teams. Rest of the way, like we just said, it's only, like, two or three.
On Tampa specifically, 37-93-7, they almost lost to Tampa at home without Tampa's top three wide receivers. And Mahomes played great.
They're not going
undefeated.
It's the smart money to say that they don't.
You're declaring them going undefeated now.
Yeah,
you're not waiting for the Buffalo game.
Nope. They're going to go undefeated.
Getting in front of it.
Maybe it's also a jinx. Maybe I jinx them.
or a reverse jinx.
Maybe.
I do like that.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I do like that.
But no, that's what I would bet. I wonder what it is. I'm sure it's somewhere you can bet on it. Like, how plus is the money right now? It's probably good juice.
You think so?
Nine more wins? Yeah.
You want to go plunk down?
Because even if you just took them money line all nine games right now, it'd be up there.
617-779-7937. That's not a bad way to do it. Just do that for the rest of the year.
Chiefs money line and then roll over the winner?
Yeah, can you just do that look ahead every single week?
Yeah, you could.
Maybe.
They're going to be pretty heavy favorites this weekend, I would imagine.
If you take any team to get a perfect regular season, it's plus 650 right now.
That's not enough.
Any team to go 20-0 plus 2,000.
Oh.
So that would be
win out.
So you got to win out in the playoffs.
Because they're minus nine. They're 9-point favorites this weekend. So whatever that money line is probably.
But that's the one you bet. You bet the 20-0. You don't bet perfect regular season. You bet the 20-0.
Unless they go 07 style, where it's like they have the regular season. You win that, you want that money, and then lose
now,
in the Super
now
Bowl.
You're just inviting a flood of texts from all the professional gamblers out there. That's what you hedge!
Cover your ears, Wiggy and Courtney.
Oh, my God.
That's a good point.
Courtney must have hit on some of her parlay legs last night, but
no,
not all.
No, she said she didn't. She said she did not hit, yes.
Let me tell you.
No, I know she didn't hit. I'm saying some of the legs.
She said she didn't even get out of the first quarter.
Oh, that's true, because she had over 7.5 points.
Yeah.
But she had over passing touchdowns for both Mahomes and Baker Mayfield, which hit.
Well, yeah, I usually hit on some legs in my parlay. I don't normally go. Oh, I mean, I don't do 8-leg parlays. But
I won a couple. It's like, yeah, that's not how it works. That's just an L. You took an L on
you
that.
Think Wiggy would add one of these to his parlay?
You know
what?
He loves doing
first touchdown. He should.
You know what Wiggy told me today when I walked in here?
What's that now?
He says, "Hey, I got another way to bet basketball." I was like, "Oh boy."
Oh wait, I bet I know what is it? I haven't heard this.
First
but I bet
basket
I,
scored.
I, in no, I bet I know what it is.
Close.
Ooh,
first player to score in the first 3 minutes. So it's not first bucket, but then he's parlaying them. He's like, last night, he's like, I had Tatum, I had Luka, I had this, I had that. Parlay them together. I'm like, did you win? He goes, well, no.
I was like, all right. When I was talking to him, it was like a year ago.
Yeah.
When we had the event where we were all together watching the college tournament, Wiggy was at the time betting ranges of the outcome.
Oh, like the team to win by 7 to 10 or
something
whatever.
Like that.
I don't like those.
I didn't really get it at the time, but he was very adamant.
He also texted me last night asking if different books have different things. And I was like, yes.
Definitely.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So now he's all in on this first three minutes.
Okay, well, let's try
that. I think it's actually, that is a fun one.
Yeah.
But
oh, first bucket, super fun until you lose.
Well, first bucket.
Race to 10, super fun.
But first 3 minutes,
you got some leeway.
I feel like Tatum scoring every first three minutes.
Oh, Nat this year.
Yeah, this year.
I bet last year would be a terrible bet for Tatum. This year, yeah. It's a good bet for Tatum.
Yeah, that's fun.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
At the end of regulation, and this came up, we talked about this all day with the Patriots yesterday. We wanted the Patriots to go for 2. They didn't go for 2. They lose in overtime to Tennessee. Do you think Tampa should have gone for 2 last night?
So I do. I don't feel as strongly as I do about the Patriots and their whole situation, right? Like, I don't think it's a catch-all. I think you need to look at the opponent, how good your team is. Have you been scoring a lot? Has your defense been good? Like, I think that's why, like, the nerds just sort of look at the numbers and crunch the numbers and be like, this is what the outcome says. But if you're going up against Patrick Mahomes versus Mason Rudolph, like all these things are, like, oh, they're all different. You got to factor them all in. Or if your team's trying to desperately make a playoffs versus your team just needs a shot in the arm. So I felt way more strongly that the Patriots should have gone for 2 Sunday. But last night, I do think, was it under a minute to go?
Oh, it was like 33 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, because now you're taking a chance and you're like, you're in Kansas City.
The Chiefs had 3 timeouts.
And as soon as Mahomes gets the ball, I feel like, no, I'm saying even if you play for overtime.
Oh, I see.
Kansas City's going to win, which they did.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's one of those guys I don't want to face in overtime. Well,
The Chiefs had time to win in regulation is what I'm saying. They had 33 seconds and 3 timeouts. No matter what you did with that decision, they had a chance.
Yeah, but I guess I like my chances more to just, yeah, you're up. Rather than going over, you got to stop them regardless.
I felt way more strongly about the Patriots. I agree with you on that. I think Tampa's good enough where I would have gone to overtime in that game. The Patriots have nothing to play for. I got going for 2 if you're the Pats. I wouldn't have done it if I were Tampa, but it was close because
Turp has some crazy stats
because of the Mahomes factor. It was close. Yes,
These are crazy stats up on the text or Twitch and YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. If they go for 2, what their win probability was?
They increase it by 1.1%.
Yeah,
so they going for 2.
They were down by 1 fourth quarter, 27 seconds left. So I'm with you. Mahomes is a magician. He could have won the game in regulation either way, whether you're up 1 or ties. It doesn't matter. I don't want to face Mahomes in overtime. I would never have wanted to play Tom Brady in overtime. It's the same thing. So at that point, you've had a great game, back and forth, all that. I would have gone for 2.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.